Okay, so the Darf is Darf Hey Armored Base. Right, and the last thing that we discussed was the question of, we're in the middle of a question about if, or a shilta, as we discussed, about if heter, the one that the, in the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, if we're talking about heter achila, or heter zriko, or heter shechita, right? Rabbi Chizkia said heter shechita, Rabbi Yochanan said heter achila, and Rabbi Zeira said it's actually heter zriko. That means that Chizkia thinks that it is when it becomes mutter to shech the animal. Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's when it becomes mutter to eat the animal, eat the korban, and Rabbi Zeira thinks that it is when it becomes mutter for the kohanim to throw the blood on the mizbeach, right? And we've just presented, we presented a proof. We just tried to present a proof, a diuk from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is meduyak, like Rabbi Zeira, is really heter zrika. Right, that the heter, that is when it becomes mutter to throw the blood of the animal on the zbeach. That is when the Isra Me'ila goes away in the case of Kodshe Kodshim. Right? And the reason we discussed it that was because of the Miyuchas Rashi here, that's because of anything which is ready to be thrown on the Mizbeach, it says no, it in fact has already been thrown on the Mizbeach. Okay. So we then presented a similar diuk from the Gemara in Zvachim, and we said that if you were medayik this way in the Mishnah in Me'ila, you would be medayik that way in the Gemara in the Mishnah in Zvachim, and therefore it must be that no, the Mishnah Me'ila is not medayik, and the halacha is really like Rabbi Yochanan and the heter achila shaninu, right? That it's really about the heter for the kohanim to eat the korban, not the heter for the kohanim to throw the blood. So it says Amar Avasi Imkein Lamli Misitati, if if it was, in fact, Lav Dafka, right? If the Mishnah was Lav Dafka, then why do I need two Mishnahs with exactly the same wording? I could have just one, which has this wording. I could have just one with this wording, and I would understand that that's when the Korban is considered for these purposes, for most purposes, as though it has already been brought, and all the halachis of a Korban prior to its finishing its process of being brought in the Mikdash would no longer apply to it, right? El Olam, rather, clearly, the Me'ila Dafka, when it comes to Me'ila, that's the one that we will take very, 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 very seriously. Right? And V'hakam Ashlan, in that case, what's the one in Zvachim? The halacha that, the Mishnah seemed to say that if apostle was to throw the blood, then even so, you would have to wash the bigot in the Beis HaMikdash from the dam of the Chatas. You would not be able to take it outside the Beis HaMikdash to draw. And some, you know, we're talking about the case that some of the dam actually got on the bigot of the Kohen, right? And now you would have to wash the bigot of the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash instead of taking it outside the Beis HaMikdash to wash, right? Why did that Mishnah need to be meduyak? Like the Mishnah Me'ila, that if a apostle was to throw the blood, but a kohen was to be mekabel the blood, that would be still true, that you would have to wash the beged in the Beis HaMikdash, when in fact it is not true, right? And if a apostle was to throw the blood, that would mean that you could take the beged outside the Beis HaMikdash to wash it, because in fact the klatas was possible, and this is the halacha of kibbutz, that you have to wash the beged in the Beis HaMikdash is only true about a kosher chatas. So it says, V'hakam Ashlan, the apostle Eisei Shiraim. This tells us that a apostle creates the din of Shiraim. Right? Meaning, what's the din of Shiraim? The din of Shiraim is as follows. Apostle, right, somebody who is possible to throw the blood, right, if he in fact does throw the blood, then not only did he parcel the dam that he threw, and not only did he parcel the dam that's in the kli that he was holding, but it means you can't go back and receive more blood from the behemah if the dam hanefesh has not finished coming out. Right, the dam hanefesh is the blood that comes out while the animal is dying. Even if you did all of this entire process so fast, right, any point, if at any stage a zara was involved after shechita, that means that the rest of the blood in the behemoth is considered shirayim, right? And it's also not kosher, even though the Zara didn't touch it. So the v'ha ba mine Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan posel ma shiyase shirayim. Isn't this a question, in fact, that Rosh Lakish asked from Rabbi Yochanan? Can a posel, can a Zara create a din of shirayim such that even whatever blood is left in the behemoth, which the posel didn't touch, will be considered to be posel, and the entire behemoth is posel, and the carbon cannot continue? Rabbi Yochanan responded, no! The only things that create shirayim, that posel, all the blood in the behemoth, even the blood that wasn't yet touched, is if somebody was to be makabel the dam, or to throw the dam chutzes mano or chutzes makoma with kavana, to perform an act of hakrova, either throwing the blood, or burning part of the behemoth, or eating the behemoth, either in the wrong place or in the wrong time. Hoel umiratzim upigolim. And the reason why they make the rest of the behemoth shirayim, they parcel the entire rest of the korban, is because with those psalim, right, well, they actually have an effect. Meaning, most of the time when something parcel has a korban, it has no effect, it doesn't register, right? And therefore, if there's a possibility practically of continuing the korban in some other way, you can in fact do so. Right? When it comes to pigol, not only does it parcel the korban, but it changes the korban into a korban pigol, right? There's this halacha of them, they are meratze lepigulim, meaning the korban can continue theoretically, even though it's also to do so. And when the zrikas adam has been done, when the blood has been thrown in his mouth, the korban will have a shame pigul. And for that reason, right, they also make a din of shirayim, they parcel the entire korban, even what was not touched, when that machshavas psul, when that incorrect thought process was going on. My love, bar me apostle. Doesn't this come to tell us that if a zar was to touch the blood, was to either be macabre the blood, or to be zorek the blood, to throw it above the mizbeach, that would not be such a big problem? Like, no, I feel apostle. Even as if a zar was to touch it, that would actually also create a din of shirayim that would make the entire behemoth apostle. Didn't the statement of Rabbi Yochanan miss? Didn't he say explicitly there is simply no case of shirayim of the entire behemoth becoming posel except for these two, right? Chutz mano, chutz makomo, right? Isn't that what Rabbi Yochanan said? Haki kamar, this is really what he said. Ein lecha darash eino meratze betzibra v'oise shirayim. Ela chutz mizmano v'chutz limekomo aval tamei deise betzibra meshavi shirayim shar psulin deloyis nun betzibra loy meshavin shirayim. So it says, this is what he says. There is nothing at all, right, which isn't mutter in certain cases for a tzibur, even though it remains aser in all cases for a yachid, right? And we'll talk about what that is in a second, right? And also makes shirayim, except for a chutz mano and chutz makoma, except for people. There is nothing which is pasul in all cases for a tzibur, right? And also makes shirayim, except for chutz manam and chutz makoma, these wrong kavanos, right? But tamei, right, which is actually mutter with a foratzibur, at least in certain circumstances, the machoikis in the Gemara, right, in Yuma and other places, is tumah hutra betumah zuyah dukuyah betzibur. Is it tumah? It's true that korban zibur can be brought betumah. Does that mean that it can only be brought betumah in certain cases? And if you were to do it in other cases, it would be possible? Does it mean that any korban zibur that was brought betumah would be kosher? Does it even mean the extreme case that any korban sibur can be brought achatchila bituma? Right? One way or another, right? Tuma, which is at least in certain cases mutter but sibur, right? Can create shirayim in a korban yachid, right? Or in a korban sibur where it wasn't mutter to bring it to sibur. Other psulin which don't exist in a sibur do not create shirayim. A zar is, of course, a psul which exists in all korbanos, including a korban tzibur, and therefore it's not the subject of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Ta shma. Then we're now going to bring a braisa. Pigul lo ilam mo'alim boy. Pigul can always be subject to an isur of me'ila. Right? Says the Gemara, Lav Deloy Zorak, doesn't this come to include a case? Why are people mo'alim boy? Why is the people always subject to me'ila? Doesn't this come to include a case where you didn't throw the blood? Veshmami no heter Zrika Shaninua, doesn't this come teach us that the point at which the Mi'ila in fact goes away is a case of Zrika's Dam? Meaning it's for sure not, if you're saying Hapigul Le'olam Olimbo, you're for sure not saying Heter Shchita Shaninu, right? Because that's prior to Shchita and there's no Pigul prior to Shchita. The first possible point at which Pigul can come into action, which these wrong Kavanas can come into action, is in fact at Shchita. Therefore, for sure, it's not Heter Shchita Shaninu, right? Maybe it's Heter Achila, but if you're saying Le'olam, what you're saying is that it's a little bit more than you might have thought. Right, so maybe you're saying up until the point of Zrika, there will still be Me'ila. Right, and therefore Heter Zrika, and therefore Zrika is the point at which Me'ila goes away, even in a Korban which is Pigul. Right, and therefore that teaches Heter Zrika Shaninu. Loi! No, Loi Zarka, we're talking about a case where it was already, where you had already thrown the blood. Or Me'ilam, what does a Me'ilam? What does Lo'ilam mean? Ha ka mashmalan ker derav gidol, demarav gidol amarav, azarika sapigol, ena moitimi de mila, veina mevi lide me'ila. But this is similar to the opinion of Rav Gidol, who stated in the name of Rav Pigol, right? And as minimally azarika, wherever we ended up resolving, this must be what Rav Gidol and Rav thought, but azarika, which was done with kavanas pigol, with the wrong, with kavana to either eat the korban, throw the blood, or burn the emurim in the wrong place or in the wrong time, right? Will not make me'ila go, the Yisra me'ila go away in Koche Kochem, because Koche Kochem have an Yisra me'ila up until Zrika's done. This would be an ineffective Zrika to remove the Yisra me'ila. And they don't cause me'ila to be chal on the emurim of Kochem Kalim. They do not allow, in that sense, they do not allow the korban to continue, and therefore the Yisra me'ila is not Chal. Just a minute. Tough. Okay, that's that's the end of this session, gentlemen. We will continue, please God, tomorrow.